Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, welcome to Baby Name Envy, the podcast. This is the podcast you never knew you needed in your life, but it is all things baby names. You actually don't have to be naming a baby. That is the secret. You can just be obsessed with baby names like me. My name is SJ Strum. I'm a baby name YouTuber turned baby name consultant to the stars, baby name reporter. It's a very crowded business, but I've climbed to the top.
Yeah, well done.
I'm not alone for this podcast. I have roped in another baby name enthusiast, because you really are, my sister Naomi.
I would say it's also my guilty pleasure, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of people's guilty pleasures. Yeah. You know, recently I asked, I wonder if any teenagers want to share their baby name list from their iPhones. Oh. Popped it on my community tab and had something like 500 emails. So I spent the whole of Christmas going through like these teenagers' name lists. But it's just a thing. I've always had names since before I even kissed a boy. I had my daughter's name ready.
Yeah.
So people do get involved early. And I wonder if it's because also I was obsessed with my own name when I was younger and obsessed with what would I have been called if I was a boy. I never loved being called Sarah Jane.
Do you know what your boy name would have been if you ever asked mum and dad?
Of course.
Oh, what is it?
Mark.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't so wild or out there, were they, with their choice? I don't know what I was.
Well, you're Naomi Lee as your middle name and now you're married to a Lee.
Yeah, I know. So that is funny when that happens, isn't it? I mean, not funny, just sort of funny. I think it happens a lot with blended families as well.
Yeah.
That you could end up, my friend's dating someone that's got the same name as her son.
Uh-huh.
I think it just easily happen.
But that's why sometimes people now, maybe that's why I get so many questions. Everyone's like, I want the name, but I also want the nickname.
Yes.
So the nickname for me, I do consider it heavily when I'm choosing a baby name. For somebody else or for myself, it's like the biggest thing, because you can have a terrible nickname or an amazing one. And actually, in all episodes of this podcast so far, we've got a bit obsessed with the nicknames.
Well, you go by your nickname.
Yeah.
You are SJ.
SJ, yeah. And people, so what's quite nice about SJ is that,
you obviously like it.
What's quite nice about my
name? It's two letters.
Two letters. No, what's so funny?
There's not a lot to like. What do you like?
Well, it's actually a random reason I like it. It's because on YouTube subtitles, it comes up as Estee. Like Estee Lauder.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, what a brilliant name. So some people are like, all this time I thought my name was Estee. I was like, how glam. Because I think absolutely growing up, I hated being Sarah Jane because I was so shy, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Painfully shy. So when anyone asked me my name and I had to say Sarah Jane, Sarah hyphen Jane, Jane with a Y.
Yeah, a lot going on.
It was literally like somebody had asked me to, I don't know, read them my diary. I just found it humiliating.
Too much.
So weird because I was very introverted. Mm. And then, but I never had a nickname. It was always Sarah Jane. And then when I was in my 20s, started work, people naturally at my work, it was an ad agency, just started calling me SJ and it just stuck. I made up your nickname. Mm. So we call you Mimi. Mm. So our kids call you Auntie Mimi. Mm. And that was because when I was little, I couldn't say Naomi.
Well, this happens a lot. So this is the problem with my name. And I think we hear this a lot, that people, when they're looking for a baby name for their baby, obviously, that they uh-huh. want names that people can say. So I get a lot, Naomi, Naomi, and that's quite different sounding, I think, to Naomi. Mm-hmm. But I would never be brave enough to correct someone. And I even have this extending into my, at work. On the phone, I often get called Amy or Mary. Now, the thing is with this is I don't mind. I like both of those names. But then when I meet them and I'm showing them houses or something and they're still calling me the name, I'm like, at what point? Yeah. When do you correct someone when they've got your name
reveal
wrong? I mean,
myself.
It doesn't bother me actually at all. Like, I don't mind it. But I think people are often quite embarrassed when they suddenly get a letter from me or something that says Naomi. They're like, oh my goodness, we've been calling you the wrong name for so long.
Wow, do you remember my terrible thing? Well, I never call anyone strangers by their name because I just, you know.
Fear.
When some people are just like, you know, use people's names a lot in conversation as a way to make friends with them.
Yeah.
We went to a hotel once and Henrik goes to me, oh, we really liked our the guy serving our food with the same server every single night. And Henrik was like, he was a really young guy and his name was Walter. And we were like, how lush is that name? And obviously I'm into names. So I thought, do you know what? I've got an affiliation with this guy. So I was like, hey, Walter. And the kids drew him pictures every night to Walter from Freddie. This went on for a whole week. And then last night, Henrik goes to me, no, it's a badge that says waiter.
Oh, no. You've just been calling him it.
I'd been calling him Walter. He's got, and then we went back to the same hotel and he was like, hey, Freddie. And we were like, how do you remember us? Because like, I've still got those Walter
pictures. Because
you
were that family that called me the wrong name the whole time.
Little does he know I'm a baby name expert.
Well, clearly not.
Oh, it was
not
so funny. It was so awful. But nicknames are important when you're getting your names misunderstood. Estee was a grade up for me.
I like it. My nicknames have always gone downhill. So I would say my closest group of friends, everyone calls me Nay. Like, you call me Nay. My husband calls
awful.
Me Nay.
I hate it when I call you Nay. I feel bad.
It just reminds me of like a horse, like Nay. So my inner group sort of call me that. And then when I worked somewhere and this man just couldn't, he used to call me, I think it was a term of endearment, but it was just so weird. He used to call me Wyoming-y. Wyoming-y. And I used to be like, gosh, that's so odd. So I've had that nickname before.
Well, I think that was a little term of endearment.
I think, yeah, maybe
so
he was.
Think about the nicknames. Think about you're going to love your nickname. And if you want to create your nickname, just go with it very strongly. Mm. So just like get in there early.
Well, I got called Nasrageous in my 20s and I loved that.
I know.
I literally loved it. I was like, yes.
Forgot your Nasrageous days.
Naz never stuck. I liked the Rageous bit.
On a Saturday night in the Two Brewers, you were Nasrageous. Right, so we're going to talk a little bit about what happens though when a name becomes really popular. Mm. And that's what I get a lot of angry messages. If I say, oh, no one's really using the name Mabel. Everyone's like, no, that's my name. I've kept it hidden and now it's getting popular.
Yeah.
It's so awful.
Really awful. And then the same names stay at the top of the baby name list, don't they? I always find that it's surprising that they don't change because I think one of them is Olivia. And I love Olivia because I love Liv. I think that's a lovely name.
Yeah.
Have you got alternatives then for those names?
Yeah, so I feel I've done some videos on my YouTube channel, a couple that are not the top 10 baby names or safe, daring, wacky. So basically how you do it when you love a name like Olivia and you're just thinking, is it too popular? Isabella, all of these things, it is disappointing. And if you're like, I don't want her to be Olivia number 4 in her class, but you also just love the sound
love
of
it.
You can just take the letters, jumble them around a bit and play around with it to find your own uniqueness. And I think it's a really nice way of finding a unique name because if it sounds similar to a popular name, it's also a bit of a safety zone. So for Olivia, a lot of times what I recommend to people is Olympia.
Yes.
Orophilia.
Yes.
Both very, very similar, those, yes. But much more magical, grand, much more unique. I love Olympia because it's the home of the Greek gods and goddesses.
Yeah, lovely. Really nice.
And people love it. People really like it, but it's so much more unique. It's only at number 1063 in the UK. Gosh. Compared to number one.
Yeah.
But just as lovely. Or you could even just take the strong sound. So a lot of people like the V in Olivia and Oliver. Mm. So for Olivia, for example, you can go Verity.
Yeah, lovely.
Which
really
means
nice.
Truth.
Oh, lovely.
So that's really nice, yeah. Isn't it? And it's got the same sort of beauty as Olivia.
Yes.
But suddenly, you're in your own ballpark.
Yeah, you are.
You are Verity.
You're Verity number one.
You're giving people the baby name Envy.
You are. Yeah, I like that one a lot.
For Oliver, you could be Victor.
Yeah,
as
lovely.
Well, which I
really
know you.
Nice.
So that's how to do it. And then I just looked at James as well, because James is a name I personally love, the name
James. I like the name James.
And my best friend is called James, and I could never really use it because it would have been like picking him over like his boyfriend, which would have been a bit rude. But James is the godparent. So again, it's taking the kind of sound. So you could go to something like Jonas.
Yes.
Very, very similar again, but sort of a bit more special. And it means dove. So it's kind of a biblical name again, Jonas.
Yeah,
so it's
lovely.
A little bit more unique than James, but you can see you just play around with it.
Yeah, really nice.
Just tweak it a little bit.
Yeah.
So you don't have to totally go off it or feel disappointed. But the one I absolutely love, my little crush at the moment actually, for the name James alternative is the name Amos. Do you not like it?
What does it mean?
I am crushing on it. It means to carry. So not...
Okay,
super,
I thought
special.
You were going to convince me with the meaning, because that's happened a few times.
It has. I'm going to reel you in. Wait.
Okay. Wait, do the reel. Amos, okay.
Amos.
Yes. I'm there.
She's there waiting.
I'm waiting.
The only other thing I've got written down is it number 663?
That wasn't a very good reel. Okay, I kind of like it.
Amos.
Yeah. I'm in for the four letters, short, snappy. I like that.
I think it's just one of those that maybe it's a little bit more...
I'm getting earthy vibes, like moss.
Which I like
in a black bowl in my table.
Yeah, I know. See, sold yourself on it.
I've sold myself on the moss bowl. It sells itself.
On a piece of moss. But that's how to do it. So if your name you love is getting really, really popular, main thing is with that, choose a name, even if it is the most popular number one name, you love it, go for it. It doesn't mean that you're an original, it just means you've picked a really... Popularity means lots and lots of people love that name, so you're going to love it. It's only a problem if it's really been pinched, and that is people's main bugbear. So we're going to move on now to some of your dilemmas. We are answering some viewers' dilemmas because it is difficult. The business of naming a baby, you think it's going to be super easy. Suddenly, you can't even decide what you want to eat for lunch, let alone make this huge decision about
a name. I think
it
starts off fun, don't you? I remember when I got pregnant the second time, and we went on that caravan holiday together with just the children, me and you. We spent the whole time
we nailed
the baby names. That's all we talked about.
Ted and Monty.
And then and Maggie for a girl, which I had forgotten about. I'm so glad I didn't go with it because she's still got a dummy now. It just makes me think of The Simpsons. But we nailed the names, all fun and games. And then I think when you get further into the pregnancy, you just sort of go off it all a bit, do you?
Yeah. And the arguments start happening.
And and it's becoming
real.
You sell
yourself out of a name. So yeah, we are here for all of that
right,
good stuff.
Right, so here's some dilemmas.
Okay.
Oh goodness, I can use help. I'm due in April with our first boy. Our girls are Paisley and Opal.
Love those names.
We like names that people don't have to ask us to repeat or spell. Well, so do I, after we just talked about my name. But we don't want anything popular, of course. I like biblical names, but those seem to be very common right now. It's impossible, I tell you. I love that bit. Because it is impossible.
She's done so well, though. Paisley and Opal. Those would have been vetoed off the bat if I mentioned those to Henrik.
I like them, though. I like both
love
of them.
That's why I thought we could probably help with this, because she's on our same sort
of
baby
lovely
name
names. So what have you come up with?
Well, I have come up with quite a few. So the first name is a name I really think sounds nice, because she's got the Opal and the Paisley. I just think they're really gorgeous names. And I really liked Roscoe for a boy. So it's spelled R-O-S-C-O-E. I know she doesn't want the spelling, but that's how it's spelled. And it's really outdoorsy, a bit like the girls' names for me are kind of like earthy, outdoorsy, almost hippie-ish. And Roscoe means deer forest. And I think it's got that kind of nature-y vibe to it. So it's a name I've always really liked, actually, Roscoe. And I think it could fit with Opal, Paisley and Roscoe.
She might have to spell it, though, mightn't she?
She might.
Maybe just, yeah, okay.
What about Beaumont? So this is a name I really like at the moment. It means beautiful mountain.
Yeah, well, I love that.
So there's Beau as a nickname, yes. Monty as a nickname.
Yeah, and I just think lovely.
With Paisley, Opal and Beaumont.
Yes, beautiful.
They somehow just sound like, yes. I mean, we were saying in another podcast, when you hear names, you just want to hang out with people.
Yeah.
Like I want to be going to Opal, Paisley and Beaumont's for
party.
The kids' tea.
So do I. Yeah, I want to go hang out with them. They're cool.
It's such a cool name, yeah. Isn't it, Beaumont? And those mountain names are becoming really popular and her names aren't on the beaten path, but they're not crazy. And no. I think Beaumont straddles that same dilemma. Or I've gone with Roman.
I really like that.
It is getting more and more popular.
It is getting more popular, but I think it goes with the others. Yeah, you don't have to spell it. Strong name, because it's the might be the only boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Third child, strong name.
Yeah, I think it's a nice one. So I didn't really have any particular reasons for them. It was because she didn't really ask for anything specific more than just like, it's really impossible, really struggling, has to match the others. And I think those really do. I think Roscoe, Beaumont or Roman. So you're
really nice. So you've gone for quite strong names there. Strong sounding names with the R at the beginning.
But Opal and Paisley are quite strong.
Yeah, they are. They're lovely. Oh, good choices.
You've got a great idea for a podcast. You've recorded it on your phone or you've used our podcast creator pack. But now you want it on Spotify for everyone to listen to, right? Well, for £199, VidPix will make it happen. Use our basics guide to get started. Then record up to 4 episodes using your phone, upload to us, and we'll do the rest. We'll add a professional jingle, make sure it sounds great throughout, add custom artwork, and send back a link to listen on Spotify. So, what are you waiting for? Make it happen.
We are expecting a rainbow baby boy in June. Congrats. We love traditional names. And our first is called David Hugo. So that's really traditional. I love the name David. I always have. And I like Hugo as well. For the middle name, my husband wanted something non-traditional and more trendy in case our son prefers to use that one instead at some point. Now, what do we name our second? Please help. I bet you've enjoyed this one.
Yeah, so David is a name that I also love. It is Freddie's middle name is David. It means beloved, and it's a very classic name. I chose it because it's an important family name for us. But I feel like it's going to be one of those that's going to come back into fashion because it was kind of like an 80s name.
Yeah, I think maybe it was.
Are kind of coming back in, and actually, what I've heard a lot of people doing is Davis. Or
Davy, that's interesting.
Like D-A-V-Y,
yeah,
which I really like as well.
I much prefer David to Dave. Have you ever seen that T-shirt? I think our cousin David does actually wear it when it says everyone knows a Dave. I think there's probably a bit of Dave and Sue sort of 70s maybe. And I think it could come back in though. I think it's a lovely biblical name.
It is. It's lovely. And Hugo obviously was one of
I love Hugo.
Baby names. If Evelina had been a boy, she would have been Hugo. So I've just got a very simple selection for you actually, but a name that I love because I feel like we're on the same again the same page with our baby names is the name Tobias.
Yeah,
so I think it's a really special name.
Yes,
and it's only at number 101 in the UK.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Yes, it's quite low down. Yeah. So I feel like David and Tobias,
yeah, lovely.
It sounds really really nice. But yes, he can be Toby because they were sort of in that thing if the dad wanted a bit more traditional.
Exactly, yeah.
And then for a middle, it's a June baby, but which I was so looking at it, but so I've gone for Tobias Jude.
Yeah.
Or could be the other way around, Jude Tobias.
Jude Tobias, yeah.
But that's all I've got, but I just really liked it. So I thought I'd keep it simple, go with my gut.
Do people ever name, if it is a rainbow baby, do people ever go with, are there sort of rainbow baby names?
Yeah, there are. Yeah, I've done a whole list on my YouTube channel. I did a whole video on rainbow baby names, names with special meanings. Mm. And some people really choose to do that, like Finn is a rainbow baby. So a rainbow baby, if people had never heard that phrase, which I had never, is a baby born after baby loss. Mm. So either miscarriage or born sleeping, something like that. So Finn is a rainbow baby, but I never considered to call him something of a theme of that, but many people do, and I have done a whole list on YouTube. You can find it. But for me, that's not, I think when they're born, it just feels like their own kind of name to me. But that's personal, very personal.
Very personal, yeah.
But what do you think? Would you rather go Jude Tobias or Tobias Jude? Because you don't get any other options.
Yeah, so those are my two. Okay, so I would go probably Jude.
Yeah, Jude Tobias.
Jude Tobias.
David and Jude.
And then if he hates Jude because it's too out there for them, then he could just go Toby.
Yeah.
I would have thought that Tobias was higher up the list than you said, actually. I think that Toby is quite a pretty soft name for a boy. I think it's quite sweet,
so
like
lovely.
Theo.
You can really play around with it. Yeah. So those are my names for you. Well, I hope done. You like them, and congrats. And do let us know when Baby arrives. We do every single Monday on my YouTube channel. It's really sweet. We do baby name announcements. Yeah. So everyone writes when a baby's been born, and it's such a nice community over there. Everyone's just so chuffed for each other.
Wouldn't it be amazing if someone used one of your names?
They do.
No, I know, but I mean this woman. this woman with her rainbow baby.
They do use my name. That's like the whole point of my channel.
I know. I mean, I wouldn't lose any of your names that you just gave me.
Wouldn't it be
that's
amazing?
It's nice to know it's working. Good for
How
you.
How many episodes of this podcast have we done by now? Wouldn't it be amazing if you made a YouTube channel about names?
As someone used
I think we've forgotten what we're doing. We're just having, we talk about names so often. It's like so funny. So we're going to now go on to a few more problems that people are having.
Yeah, these are good.
Yeah. So these are sort of where people have gone like, I don't need help with a name. I've kind of got a name going. I've just got just not sure where I'm going with
it. I've got a problem mother-in-law or something. It's yeah. So awful.
Stealing names, mother-in-law's got too much of an opinion, or a name has just kind of somehow doesn't work. So like a very quick example of this is the first one for today, is somebody sent me a name. I love the name Hazel, but I'm severely allergic to hazelnuts.
This is my woman.
Like I can't really use that one.
Right, so I'm really allergic to nuts. And for that reason alone, you just couldn't use it.
No.
Could you just spend your... The thing is, when you're allergic to nuts, you spend your whole life having to, like, sometimes talk about it.
Well, it's like, I love the name Hunter, but I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah, so you couldn't possibly
like,
use it. No.
I can't use the name Hunter, but
no,
I love it.
It's just too weird. The nuts will kill you. Don't call your child Hazel. Think of something else.
It would be quite ironic because then when she's like, when you're having a difficult time, to be like, I'm just allergic to Hazel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that would come out as well.
I feel like that. I am allergic to my kids sort of about 7 p.m. on a Saturday night.
And me with this homeschooling. I'm allergic to them from 9 a.m.
So it's that type of thing. So we also have, so this one comes all the way from Kentucky in the USA. So her and her husband, they don't have any kids yet, but they are trying to conceive over a year now. And so, of course, they've already been talking about baby names for about 3 years. Really long time to be talking about the names. But yeah, fingers crossed that you will be having a baby soon. But they've got this huge dilemma. So he is totally set on the name James as the first name for a boy, and he won't settle on it being a middle name. She's been trying
Although
that.
It is then. 3 years later, it's James.
Yeah.
Let's hope you have a girl. I don't like it.
If you're still talking about it, you're really not keen on the name James. So James was the name of his father who died when he was 7 years old. So that's why he wants to use it to honour his dad. You might think, okay. However, her husband can't remember anything about his dad. He refuses to ask his family members to try and remember anything. So she's feeling a bit torn because she's saying, I would be on board because there is this sentiment. It's his dad's name. Doesn't know anything about his dad whatsoever. Never met his dad. However, she is saying she had an ex-boyfriend for 3 years called James. And for her, it's just too weird.
Yeah.
So she's kind of in this dilemma. She's like, am I being a total brat for demanding a solid reason to name my son after someone I never even got to meet, that my husband doesn't even know how he died? I thought this is keeping
doesn't
her awake.
Doesn't know how he died.
She knows nothing. So she knows nothing. So she's kind of feeling like he's almost like this phantom. It's not like it's like my dad, here's all the pictures of me and my dad, I want to call him James. She's like getting to the point
I
now.
I think he's got a solid reason though, hasn't he?
I think she's also an ex. If he can get over it being her ex-boyfriend's name, that's quite surprising.
Yeah. What do you think with this one?
I think she's fuming. I think she's saying she's a total brat. I think she's been up for 3 years going,
I don't want that name.
We're still discussing names for 3 years. But like you said, in his mind there's no discussion.
It's just his baby boy was always going to be named after his late father.
It's
not a bad name. I mean
it could be worse.
I think what will happen with the name, what would annoy me a little bit, which I just don't think you know until you've had a child, is that when you have the, it won't remind him, it will just be their James, won't it, their little newborn baby.
But what I'm worried about,
it would just be if I didn't even like that name.
What I'm worried about is that he'll announce this name, here's my son James.
Yeah.
Everyone will be like, oh, that's, you know, obviously some people in the family do, like, obviously their mum has got a reason for not knowing, not telling him about his dad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So who is this James? Oh, is he a bit of a mystery? I feel like he's almost choosing the name as a point to his family. Like, come on then, let's talk about this.
I think it has to be middle name all the way. Middle name is the compromise.
I think so. And I think that if he wants the name so badly, I think she's right to say, let's have this conversation with family, because let's find out a bit more about him before we honour it with our child. Because the ex-boyfriend thing is a bit weird.
Really is weird.
Like, you know, I haven't had many ex-boyfriends before Henrik, sadly. But if I was going to...
Sadly? Edit that bit out. Why are you sad? You've got lots of boyfriends. No, married for years.
Let's not make this personal about me anyway. Let's move on. That's a whole different podcast.
Well, my babies would all be called Richard. I just need to always go out with Richard.
So anyway, I think you're right. I think if it's 3 years later and the conversation is still burning in your head, then just say to him, look, you know, I'm not getting on board of it still. Let's have the conversation with the wider family. Or just fingers crossed it's a girl.
Fingers crossed it's a girl, I think, is the answer there. He might like James for a girl, because that's quite a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because Blake and Ryan, I can't think of their surnames.
Ryan Reynolds. Can't think of his surname.
Oh, yeah, Ryan Reynolds. They called their little girl James.
They did, and I absolutely love it for a little girl.
It's a whole thing, and they're American, so... So there you go.
That does not solve her dilemma in any way, but it's an interesting tidbit. Thank you, Naomi.
Yeah.
Right, well, I think we're going to finish up. Thank you so much for being my co-host on Baby Name Envy, the podcast.
Thank you for having me. If you guys
have any more dilemmas, my email is always open. Every single Monday I am on YouTube, and I will be following up with more Baby Name Dilemma videos over on YouTube as well. And you can watch my previous ones. We would love you to rate the podcast down below. And in that ratings, you can also mention what you would do for these dilemmas. We will be continuing Baby Name Envy, the podcast, coming soon. Let us know what stories you would like to see more of. And we'll see you very, very soon. Bye, guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.